And every time I ache even a little bit, I'm going to tell them. Because I was going to be a big tough fella.
What time's getting to be?
It's 15 minutes after 11. You want to go?
No, we can work a little while. It's getting pretty warm in here.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking that myself. I just didn't cool this place off here. Tell you what I'll do, if you'll excuse me a minute, I'll go over here. No, I'll see them later when we finish here.
You what?
I'll go over and make arrangements to keep this little room here. Because I think he said his checkout time's 11. I talked to him about this.
Yeah.
He said I could use it.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know where we were going to go, but I just wanted to make sure I could get it.
Yeah.
If a boy comes to see a girl and he brings her flowers and candy, what do you say he's doing?
Well, now let's see. Well, I ought to know that, but I don't know. Being nice to her, I wouldn't know that. Too.
Would you say he's courting her or paying for it? Or?
Yeah, he's courting.
And then, what would you say he is? He's her what?
Well, he's her sweetheart or fella or her friend or whatever you want to call it.
And she's his what?
Well, she's his girl or friend or...
And if he asks her to marry him, and she says she will, then what would you call him? He's her what?
Well, that's his future wife.
And what is he?
Well, he's her future husband.
Uh-huh. And if he asks her to marry him and she says no, then what would you say she's done?
I'd say she kind of chilled him.
Chilled him? But if they stand before the preacher and take their vows, then you say they're what?
They're married, a man and wife. That's when the battle starts.
That's right. And the fellow who stands up with the groom,
well, let me see. He's...